News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, June the 25th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump triples down, labeling immigrants invaders. Also on the Monday rundown, an examination of Russian money that flowed to the Trump campaign through the NRA. And we'll let you know why summer child care is out of reach for many families. First, our top story. President Trump unleashed an aggressive attack Sunday on unauthorized immigrants and the judicial system. The New York Times reports Trump said that those who cross the border into the U.S. illegally should be sent back immediately without due process or an appearance before a judge. The Times notes in a tweet on his way to his golf course in Virginia, Trump said, "We cannot allow all these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came." Meantime, some New Hampshire residents and tourists hiking in the White Mountains or traveling on Concord Trailways say they're angry and worried after being confronted by U.S. Customs Border Patrol agents on recent holiday weekends. Linda Barr has been talking with some of them.
The checkpoints weren't at the Canadian border, but deep inside New Hampshire, near some larger cities and tourist destinations. The ACLU of New Hampshire says it has learned four more checkpoints are planned. Legal Director Gilles Bissonnette says they raise strong concerns about policies that may be tantamount to a police state.
We here in New Hampshire pride ourselves on our live free or die philosophy. And these checkpoints are totally contrary to that libertarian spirit that we have in the state. And people don't like checkpoints, and they shouldn't.
The Border Patrol has the legal right to operate within 100 miles of the U.S. border. Checkpoints set up in the Granite State over Father's Day and Memorial Day weekends resulted in the arrests of 22 undocumented immigrants. The ACLU says videos show that agents at the checkpoint told motorists if they didn't respond to questions, they'd be detained indefinitely.
In light of the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, the ACLU of New Hampshire says it's also watching to see whether federal policies are causing family separations across the state. Watchdog groups say an unknown amount of Russian dark money funneled through the National Rifle Association helped Donald Trump win the presidency. Dan Hyman reports the NRA acknowledges it's gotten about 20 contributions from Russians since the year 2015.
Robert McGuire is an investigator with the Center for Responsive Politics, which runs OpenSecrets.org. He says the dark money loophole that allows nonprofits to take limitless donations without reporting the source means we can't really tell how much foreign money was spent to elect the president.
It's safe to assume that what we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. The problem is that there's no way to track that.
In a letter to Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, the NRA says it took 23 contributions, mostly membership dues, from Russians or Americans living in Russia, totaling about $2,500. That would not include large payments from U.S. subsidiaries of companies owned by Russian oligarchs. Investigators have found such payments went to others in Trump's orbit.
McGuire says in the 2016 presidential race, the NRA spent three times what it had spent supporting Mitt Romney 4 years earlier. He says that support came when big GOP donors were backing away from Trump. South Dakota's Department of Revenue, working on compliance rules for internet sellers, will now be required to pay sales taxes even in states where they have no physical presence. Ross Brown explains.
A ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court last week said states can collect sales tax from internet-based retailers. Because South Dakota has no income tax, sales tax is more critical, accounting for 63% of the state's general budget. South Dakota Senator Deb Peters was instrumental in bringing the case to the Supreme Court. She says local brick-and-mortar stores deserve the same playing field that e-commerce has enjoyed.
If you're going to be competing with somebody who's already paying for the infrastructure and the schools and the health systems within the community, you still have to follow the same rules.
The court ruled 5-4 in South Dakota versus Wayfair, noting that a previous ruling in 1992 had caused states to lose annual tax revenues of up to $33 billion.
Before they can collect online sales tax, other states across the country will have to implement a law much like South Dakota did in 2016. And finally, Catherine Davis Young tells us when kids are out of school during the summer, families in states like Nevada are struggling to pay for child care. That's according to a recent analysis from the Center for American Progress.
The analysis compares costs of summer child care to median incomes in each state. Christina Novoa, a policy analyst who worked on the report, says Nevada is the least affordable state in the nation for kids' summer programs.
For two adults that have two children in summer care and summer program in Nevada, it would cost just over half of a family's summer income.
The analysis found summer child care options in Nevada cost families more than $6,000 on average for 5 weeks of care, more than twice the national average. Novoa says that ends up putting lower income kids at a disadvantage if their parents aren't able to afford summer activities for them.
Nevada Congressman Reuben Kiewen is among lawmakers supporting the bill known as the Child Care for Working Families Act. It proposes to limit child care payments to 7% of a family's income. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.